The Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board has some big decisions to make over the next year. Who should be the next superintendent? How should new boundaries for schools be drawn? We put those questions and others to the 9 candidates running for 3 at-large seats on the board. Those interviews are at our website, WFAE.org. But right now, WFAE's Lisa Worf joins me for something of a lightning round.
I'll do my best.
Okay. First, what did the candidates have to say about drawing new attendance lines for schools?
We asked them what priorities they'd use to do this, and many of them, like Elise Dashew, said they hope new lines will break up concentrations of poverty in schools, since research shows students in such schools are far less likely to succeed. Here she is.
We have very highly concentrated poverty in some of our schools, and the question is, what can we do about that? I'm not sure that increased busing is going to be the answer.
In other words, we're not talking busing kids more. That's what we heard from all candidates who want to use student assignment to create both economic and racial diversity at schools.
So how do you achieve that without more busing?
We heard over and over from candidates that part of that answer is to expand the number of magnet seats. These are programs like International Baccalaureate or STEM that all students can attend, no matter where they live. Here's CMS at-large board member Erica Ellis-Stewart's take on that.
I think there's some things we can do around increasing magnet school programming and magnet school availability, taking the attendance cap off of magnet schools that can help with this issue.
Part of the original intent of magnets in the 90s was to voluntarily increase diversity during a time of court-ordered race-based busing. Now the thought is they also help CMS compete with charter schools. Current CMS board chair Mary McRae, who is running for re-election, says the district also needs to provide transportation to all magnets. Much of that got cut several years ago to save money, and CMS now uses drop-off points called shuttle stops to transport a lot of kids attending magnets. Angela Ambrose and former board member Amelia Stinson-Wesley want more partial magnets. These are magnets within neighborhood schools. And Janine Bryant agrees that could be part of the answer, but says you don't want to underserve students who already attend those neighborhood schools.
Were there any candidates who didn't think diversity should be a priority in drawing boundary lines?
Yes, Jeremy Stevenson had this to say about it.
Using student assignment to try to address those issues, I fear on some level is moving deck chairs around the Titanic and are not attacking the real issues.
Those real issues, he says, are dealing with the root causes of poverty and overcrowded schools in the suburbs. And Larry Bumgarner, who has run before, is not a fan of what he calls busing 2.0, but both of them do support expanding magnets.
Now, the CMS board is also in the process of picking a superintendent. What did candidates say about who they would like this to be?
They gave the answers you might expect to someone who is collaborative, has political savvy, and is trustworthy. But the question that has recently come up is, would you support Ann Clark to continue in that job? She said she would step down after her contract runs out this summer, but there's been talk of her possibly continuing, and that's become a contentious topic, partly because she was part of the administration that closed several heavily African-American schools in 2010. Lavester Flowers had this to say at a recent forum.
I represent my supporters who fund my campaign. Based upon their recommendation, I would not extend Ann Clark's contract under any term.
Other candidates have answered that question by saying they'll honor Clark's decision not to pursue a permanent superintendent job. But Jeremy Stevenson says Ann Clark is who he wants as superintendent.
I understand magnet schools and possibly Ann Clark's tenure will come up at tonight's school board meeting.
Yes, and we'll be covering that meeting.
Okay, this was just a snapshot of the race for CMS at-large seats. You can hear interviews with all the candidates at our website, WFAE.org. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you.
WFAE's Lisa Worf.